things that he wants to try to get accomplished in this meeting.
Fox's John Roberts in Helsinki. In Massachusetts, arraignment day for a suspected cop killer.
A Massachusetts police officer, as well as an elderly woman, both killed. Michael Chesna of the Weymouth Police was responding to a car accident. Investigators say Emmanuel Lopes fled the scene and proceeded to vandalize a nearby house.
Fox's Tom Graham saying Lopes then accused of hitting the officer with a rock and shooting him to death, as well as a bystander. And retail sales up a healthy 0.5% pace in June. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
It's a new week, but it's the same story. Heat, humidity, and some big boomers roaming around. Today, again, high temperature in the low to mid-90s with the heat index as high as 105. And once again, a generous supply of those random showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. They tend to fade out overnight, low 75. Tomorrow, a better than normal chance of showers and storms. In fact, numerous by the afternoon and evening, high in the lower 90s on election day. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, high temperature in the lower 90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app shows you where the storms are, where they're going to be, and if there's any warnings, push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. State troopers in Alabama will be taking part in a week-long crackdown on speeding starting today. Operation Southern Shield comes after a study found Alabama has a speed-related death rate significantly higher than the other southeastern states. The crackdown continues through next Sunday. The body of an Alabama man who had been reported missing has been found. Police in the city of Opp identify the victim as 36-year-old Lewis Swinger. Four men have been charged with his murder. And a team from Alabama is in England for an international air show that starts today. The governor and economic development specialists are at the 2018 Farnborough International Air Show near London to pitch Alabama as a location for aviation-related industries. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite you all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history, $1 billion from you and me. Twinkle even cut deals for special interest dough, a career politician lobbyist new low.
Swamp star Twinkle Kavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth, Will Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump the only choice for true conservatives. So when you hear Twinkle's lies, remember.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history.
Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist, bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
The $3 million free play frenzy is on at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Stop by your favorite Wind Creek Casino between August 1st and September 29th to find out how you can win free play every week for a year. And at our grand prize drawings in September, you can win $500 free play every week for 20 years. So join the frenzy at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Well, I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Ball. You got something big coming up, Dot.
Customer Appreciation Day. It'll be the 21st of July.
What can we expect from Customer Appreciation Day?
There'll be some great sales going on, as well as the gift certificates and some light refreshments.
You know, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall is the type of place you can take a day and just explore all the treasures.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, we've got an elevator. We have a handicapped restroom. We've got everything for you, and it's air conditioned.
All right. Give us the information again on Customer Appreciation Day.
9 until 6 on Saturday, July the 21st. There'll be drawings for gift certificates and light refreshments and great sales going on.
What about your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best and Brake Best Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. Amy here.
What's on your mind, Amy?
You mean, what's in my carpet? We just moved into a new house and it smells like the other family never moved out.
Good news, Amy. Rug Doctor Power goes deep to pull out everything. When you rent a Rug Doctor, you get power and suction that compares to hiring professionals at a fraction of the cost.
Thanks, Doc.
Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home starting at $29.99 a day.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
FM, WACB, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Each and every... there we go. I couldn't hear myself. There we go. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you each and every day. Thursdays and special occasions brings you one David L. Mowry.
Thanks, you got it right.
Larry.
That's right, Larry.
Larry.
Larry comes in on Thursday.
Larry's here on Thursday.
And now Larry's here on a Monday, for God's sake.
Special occasions.
Myra and Ira coming down.
Oh, I know. Oh,
yeah. Driving through to the beach.
Ira. Carmine's coming with him.
Ira, you're driving 73. Who's chasing you?
Most of the time, he goes much slower. You know, it's hard to drive and eat lox and bagel.
He must have to go to the bathroom. We haven't stopped in 73 minutes.
I know.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. The special occasion today?
Day before the election?
Day before the election. Yeah. Ballot day. I printed
That's
off
right.
the ballot.
That's right.
Now, here's what we do on ballot day.
Or as they say at the China Buffet, day before erection.
Jesus, Jack.
Anyway.
I mean, you could get away with that humor in 1988, Don Rickles, but I mean, come on.
Oh, no, I printed a copy of the ballot. It didn't print on my little stack.
Oh, no.
We'll have to get it during the next break. Oh, well. So what we'll do is, what we do always the day before an election is, we go through the ballot. Pluses, minuses, analysis. And then Jack and I, if we have a preference in the race, express our preference. You're more than welcome to join in on that if you want to, or... You don't really have preferences, though.
Nah, well,
you don't
I
care about things.
No, I mean, I'm not like Joey. I actually vote.
You do vote every time?
Yeah, I vote.
Yeah,
every time.
You told me you're a 10.
I vote every time. I think it's one of those things that, like, it's kind of like your civic duty or whatever. I mean, I take weird things like
you
that seriously.
You skip races?
Occasionally, but very, very rarely. Usually, it's if I just don't like either of them.
Then you don't
skip. But, like, most of the time, I mean, you know, we're in a position where we have personal interactions with these people, whether we work with them or against them or whatever.
I think I've met everybody on the ballot this time.
Yeah, I mean, I think I know pretty much all of them personally. And so, you know, sometimes you can get a glimpse into, you know, the type of people they are.
Let me see. I'm going to pull it back
up. Sometimes it's good
or bad. I printed it off, the sample ballot for tomorrow, but I don't have it in front of me because for whatever reason it was picked up off the printer. Will Ainsworth, Twinkle Cavanaugh, I know both of them well. Speak to them several times a week each. Bobby and Martha, I know them. I know Bobby better than Martha. Martha, I wouldn't mind knowing Martha, but she doesn't like me, so she doesn't come on talk radio. Troy King and Steve Marshall. I've known Troy and King for a decade.
Yeah.
And I've met Steve Marshall several times. Brad Mendham and Sarah Stewart.
I guess I don't know either of them.
I have met Brad Mendham. Were you here that day, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did an interview. Not the most exciting guy in the world, but I voted for him.
Isn't that kind of what you want in a judge?
Yeah. No, he's like the pro. He's out of central casting.
Yeah.
This guy is dull as dishwater. And that's, I guess, so I voted for him. I'm going to vote for him again. Oh, I just shouldn't have said that so early. All right, guys, show's over. He's already
going. You can tune out now. We'll go back to coffee talk.
Now, I met Sarah Stewart in 2007, only one time, and she did not make a good impression on me. I tried a case in front of her. It was terrible.
I knew this was coming.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about lawyers is, you know, especially in judges' races, like, they really kind of, a lot of you guys...
Oh, I lost all respect,
you know,
for her.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a different relationship, though. And, you know, we've talked about this before, how you come at things from a certain perspective.
Yeah.
And then, like, and that affects your livelihood in ways. So, like,
yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is, listen to Barron, especially on the Supreme Court stuff, because he actually knows, like, how it all's supposed to work.
Yeah. No, I did not have a good experience with Sarah Stewart. Christy Edwards, Michelle Thomason, I've met both of them. Rich Anderson, Chris McCool, Gerald Dowell, Rick Payne. I've met everybody on the ballot.
Yeah, I have too. I haven't met Susan, whatever her name
Susan.
Is.
Susan.
Sarah Hicks.
Sarah Stewart.
Sarah Hicks Stewart. Yeah,
yeah. I haven't either.
You're not missing much.
Well, she's a BCA anointee.
Yeah. Does all you need.
Anointee.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. We do have some other news to cover. It's not all
elections.
It's not all
just
elections. All elections.
Yeah, I mean, there's always other stuff going on in the world, you know.
All right. Here's one I want to get to. And I'm not trying to put anybody in an awkward position or whatever. But someone sent me an article right before we went on air. And I clicked on it and I read it. And I'm not, this just came out at 7:35 a.m. this morning. You remember Todd Intrigan?
Yeah, I saw the story today? I did. That's one that I had in my pocket for you.
Do you know what he's being investigated for?
Yeah.
What?
Having sex with underage girls. Is that in the water up in
Gatsby? I was just going to say, what is going on in that area when that's like, you know, apparently a common thing?
Well, at least being alleged to have done it's a common thing.
I mean, I don't know. I read the story. It's a little hard to follow, maybe.
Yeah.
Because, like, the chick has, like, 9 names. Like, she's named something, but she was born this, but she goes by this. And he didn't know any of them. And, I mean, and it's also from 1992.
It's a little old.
And she's just coming out with it. And
and she should have come out with it as soon as the beach house stuff came out.
Yeah, like,
well,
I told
he got beat in the primary, didn't
well,
he?
Well, and so maybe she just now feels safe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm not discounting it completely. I'm not discounting it at all because I don't know enough about it. But let's just say that. But I did read the story.
I read it too. It's long.
Yes.
It's detailed. It took me probably 15 or 20 minutes to get all the way through it. And I don't know that I doubt her.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what to make of it. I wouldn't want to be.
That's what I'm saying is I don't know what to make of it.
I wouldn't want to be Todd Intrigan right now.
Correct.
Because this is not going to go well for him. I mean, it might in the end, but.
There's any criminal.
That's one of those where the allegation is bad enough.
Well, we talked about that in light of a certain other race that's on the ballot where, you know, when you allege something like that, you can't take it back. You're trying to ruin somebody's life.
What'd you ask, Jack?
Will there be any, 1992 is a long time ago. That's 25 years.
Yeah. Is there a statute?
Is there
I don't know if there's a statute for underage rape.
I hope not.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I think actually there is.
I thought that it, because don't ask me why, but there's another story about this, and there's about women coming forward and the time and all that, And there was a reason that that one lady's case against Cosby went through. It's because it, like, I want to say it's if you don't report, you have to report it within 3 or 5 years in most states.
I think, did she report it kind of contemporaneously?
I don't know. I don't guess I read the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I know that there's something about, like, I think that if it had been reported at the time in most states, it is prosecutable. But if it wasn't reported at the time, you can't just come out, like, I guess that's to make it so you can't, like, just come out with fresh allegations when something new comes up.
That's the thing that bothers me. And I do feel bad. And let me say, I genuinely understand why some people are scared and wouldn't report.
Very much so.
When something actually really happened. I get that. But you've got to understand that the person who's being accused also has a right to evidence and everything else. I mean, and I don't know where I was 25 years ago. I don't know where I was on that day. I don't know who I was with. What if he was out of town? What if it would be as easy as, well, if he could go back and recapture his calendar, it'd be clear he was in Disney World that week. I don't know. I mean, it's tough. There's a reason we have statutes of limitations on cases. The reason is evidence gets stale. Memories
change.
Yeah.
Your memory is much more malleable than you think it is.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a tragic story. I mean, it really is a tragic story. This is not the year to be Todd Entrekin. Now, I will say this about Todd. This is the last thing I'll say about it, because I don't know enough about it to say whether it's true or not, obviously. But the allegations are out there. This is the guy. This is, just for those that don't know, this is the Beach House Sheriff, the one who got $750,000 in his prison food fund and then bought a $750,000 beach house. It just looked bad. Not illegal. Nothing illegal about it. It just looked bad.
Well, and they, you know, I did hear that when he was first elected sheriff, after someone who served a long time, that the prisoner food fund was like in the red.
Yeah.
And he, because the way the stupid law is, the sheriff is totally in charge of the food fund, and they can keep what's left. But this guy, when he started out, had to put his own money in it to get it going again.
Yeah. I'm not knocking. I'm just reminding people.
I don't know if that's true. That was a rumor. You know, I called him. He was looking for somebody to help him in his campaign and wanted my number, and somebody gave it to him. And he called me, and I called him, but we never actually talked. And I'm kind of glad, in view of what happened, that we never really got a chance to chat. But,
well, let me tell you, he has an obsession with pregnant girls. AL.com is, if you go back and look at Todd Entrekin pregnant drug. It's constant.
Yeah, he's the guy that prosecutes, like, the moms for being on drugs, basically.
Oh, my gosh, all the time.
Yeah.
And so he's always had a thing for these young pregnant girls.
Well, you know about
girls.
A thing. I mean,
well, that's a thing.
Well, not necessarily.
No, I'm not saying it's a sexual thing. It's just an obsession.
Well, maybe he doesn't want children to be born. You know, he wants to protect the unborn from drug addict mothers. You know?
I don't know.
But I'll tell you what, it does make you, the woman's waited this long, and he loses. And she comes out.
I will
say really has nothing to gain from that.
Yeah, that's right. And I was thinking, when Barron mentioned it, but, like, you know, maybe now that he's out of office, she actually feels like she's safe to do it.
Yeah, that could
be. Here's what
true.
It says about the statute. I knew it was in here. I just don't remember what it said. It said, statute of limitations shield perpetrators of some crimes from prosecution. No such laws apply to the crimes alleged by Cross. The Alabama State Code states, quote, there is no limitation of time within which a prosecution must be commenced for any sex offense involving a victim under 16 years of age, regardless of whether it involves force or serious physical injury or death.
Wow.
If the crime was committed after January 7, 1985.
Okay.
So.
Which this was.
Yeah. So, it'll be tough to investigate. You know, I don't even, if you're a law enforcement officer, I don't even know how you begin to investigate that.
Interviews.
Well, I mean,
that's how you begin.
That's how you begin, but how does it end?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jack Campbell, Barron Coleman, we're here every day. Dave joins us on Thursdays in special occasions.
Special occasion.
Today has been deemed such a special occasion. Election day tomorrow, are you planning to be there?
Here?
No, that go vote.
Of course I'll go vote.
Everybody needs to go vote. If you listen to us, you're
Jack's
informed enough
voter.
To vote. I don't think everybody should vote. I disagree with Dave. It's not a civic duty. But if you listen to us, you're informed enough, you should be voting. If you don't listen to us, eh. Maybe not. We'll be back. Driving all the old men crazy.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious nation. I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn. Every child is a precious gift from God. I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
She's been my support for 53 years, my better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
70 and 97, the two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. Like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best and Brake Best Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. Amy here.
What's on your mind, Amy?
You mean, what's in my carpet? We just moved into a new house and it smells like the other family never moved out.
Good news, Amy. Rug Doctor Power goes deep to pull out everything. When you rent a Rug Doctor, you get power and suction that compares to hiring professionals at a fraction of the cost.
Thanks, Doc.
Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home starting at $29.99 a day.
Now I want to
Campbell, you're wearing your Jack Campbell for mayor shirt.
I am.
You very close to making a decision?
I'll make a decision in August because that'll be a year out.
It's very meta of him to be wearing his own shirt.
I know, isn't it? It's like Inception.
Or cunt?
No, Inception.
What? Well, I don't know. Should I not have worn it?
No, I love
it. No, I think it's great.
I think you should wear it. In fact, I'm wearing mine tomorrow.
It flatters you.
Because when I walk in, I want them to say, no campaign shirts in the polls. I say, this is...
Well, Josh, this kid that works at Chappie's, goes, who's Campbell for mayor?
Did he really?
I said, are you aware of my last name? He goes, oh, hell, I didn't know.
Are you aware of my last name? Are you voting for me, Josh?
Yeah. Don't you know who I am?
And then Buddy Morgan asked me if I was running, and so did Rick Weston and one other person this morning.
And the answer is clearly probably.
I'm studying it.
Probably.
I'm studying it.
I've talked to campaign professionals. I've talked to business magnates in the area. The feeling is nearly unanimous.
It's overwhelming.
That if you got in...
It's over.
It's basically over. Basically over.
Why would anyone run against Jack?
Yeah, well... Ask Will Sellers, who beat me for the Republican State Executive Committee a few years ago. 62-38.
Wow.
And I don't mean votes. That's percent. Anyway. Yeah, I saw Will and Lee yesterday.
How are they doing?
They had fresh out of church, looked dapper. You know, Will Sellers is...
It's hard for Will to look dapper.
Nah, he's dapper all the time. And
that's Justice Sellers to you?
Justice
that's
Will
right.
Sellers.
I forgot about that.
It's on the Supreme
Court. Yeah. I forget sometimes about these appointees. But he's actually won his
own.
Wonder
what Lynn Stewart's going to do. I'm going to guess that Kay's going to reappoint her to the bench.
What? If she now that she's lost?
Yeah. To, if Tom Parker's elected.
To Parker's seat.
That's going to create a vacancy.
Oh, my gosh. That would be the most classless thing I can imagine.
That would be super meta.
No, that's not meta. That's garbage.
That's my guess, and I'm, you know, have been wrong before, and I will be wrong again.
Often wrong, but never indecisive, right, Jack?
Absolutely, Dave. Absolutely. So, who
often
knew?
Wrong, but never indecisive. That would surprise me. That would surprise me, and greatly disappoint me. Voters have spoken.
I don't think that's a good look.
Don't pick a loser.
Well, not necessarily. You know, people...
Not a situation where they thought, well, I'll vote for Tom Parker, but I would have voted for Lynn Stewart, but for the fact that Tom Parker's here. The people who voted for Tom Parker don't like Lynn Stewart, and that's more than half the party.
That's true, but you look for different characteristics in a Chief Justice than you do for an Associate Justice.
True.
You know? Because the Chief kind of...
Are you pushing for this?
No, hell no. You know I'm not a big Lynn Stewart fan. By any stretch.
Tell me where the Lynn Stewart constituency is. Where are the people just clamoring for more Lynn Stewart now?
I'll tell you this. Rove made her. He did her first campaign, and she won, God, way back in about 96 or 98. She's been on the bench a long time. She's very, very conservative, but she, like some of them, have drifted into lawmaking.
And to corporatism.
Yeah.
They are. We have the most corporatist Supreme Court.
Design.
I went to Rock the Park this weekend.
How was that?
It was really cool. I am really impressed with the talent of local musicians around here. Yeah, I really am.
That's awesome.
There were a couple of bands that played, and I was like, need to polish a little bit more. But you know what? I wasn't up there. It takes it's like you can't criticize a candidate too much because they had the courage to put their name on a ballot.
I agree.
You can't criticize a band too much because they had the courage to get on stage.
Maybe we'll become the Southeast version of South by Southwest that happens in Austin every spring.
Maybe.
That'd be kind of cool.
But it was excellent. The band that won. Oh, I tell you who won, Jack. You remember our old intern, Aaron Reynolds? He sat up here and answered phones.
Yes,
Jack. Had a band. Even if you don't.
he has two bands. One of his bands entered. And they won.
Cool. Really?
They
that's,
won.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The second place band was the second place band was really cool. I think I scored the second place band the highest. It was a two-man band, kind of like the White Stripes. Just someone on the guitar and singing and somebody on the drums. And they, I mean, just totally, I'm going to see if I can find some of their music. Totally rocked out. Just absolutely shredded for like however long they played. And then...
And then the third place band was a really cool three-piece band, a three-man band, had a white lead singer and guitarist, and then a black bassist and a black drummer. And they sang, like, they sang a reggae song, an original reggae hit. Mm-hmm. They sang Love and Happiness by Al Green.
Did they sing Ebony and Ivory?
No, but that would have been perfect. Would have been perfect. I'm going to make a suggestion. Their name was Hat Trick. So it was Hat Trick, Look Downs, and I can't remember the name of the winning band right now. Blaster Burner Fire. Yeah. It was interesting. Let me tell you, I would go pay money to see any of the three of those bands. I was thoroughly entertained.
That's cool.
I
mean, that's great. Were there a lot of people?
That's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah. Were there a lot of people downtown?
It got more crowded as the evening progressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was really, really hot.
Did you imbibe?
No. I didn't have a drop of alcohol, Jack. Not one drop. Not one drop.
Dadgum, Baron.
Nobody covered an Amy Winehouse song the whole time. Not one. I mean, that was the only disappointment.
Kind of a high bar, Baron. Like, not, you know what I mean? Like, not somebody easy to cover. Yeah.
Oh, well, one woman covered Sade. You think that's easy?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's either good or a disaster. There's no in-between.
It was the first verse of the first performance.
Wow.
And she started playing No Ordinary Love, and I thought, ooh, I like this song. And then she started singing, I was like, I don't like this version. I like Sade's version better.
You talking about Sade?
Yes, yeah. Sade.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be back.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Okay, we all remember when Martha Roby said this in 2016.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
Apparently, Martha Roby is still a never-Trumper. This is what she said just this morning on Fox News about that comment.
2 years later, Roby is having to explain the comments she made against him.
No regrets.
Really, Martha? No regrets? Is that how you treat your friends after all President Trump's done for you?
I'm Bobby Bright. I voted for Donald Trump to shake up the establishment, and he is doing just that. But he needs our help. Washington is broken. Lobbyists running the show. Wasteful spending and Republican insiders turning their backs on our president.
There was a wise farmer from right here in District 2 that once said, the second kick from a mule has no educational value. After 8 years, the voters of District 2 have now been educated, and they've got some kicking to do of their own.
I'm Bobby Bright. I approve this ad. We've got a swamp to drain.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats in their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook. Because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Hard work, humility, integrity, all values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama 36103.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi again, everybody. Once again, triple-digit heat indices as high as 105 today. Our actual high will be in the low to mid-90s. And once again, a generous supply of those random hit-or-miss showers and storms, which will be most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, and then fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature 75. Tomorrow is Election Day, a better-than-normal chance of showers and storms, particularly numerous in the afternoon and evening with a high in the lower 90s, then low 90s again Wednesday and Thursday with more scattered storms. Our free weather app not only has current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and warning alerts. When you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the weather for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Burner Funk. They did a good job this weekend. Congratulations to them. You know who I wish could have like gotten honorable mention? There were two bands that were actually worthy of being in the top three and winning a prize that didn't make it. One was called the Hatmakers or something. They played a lot of Offspring sounding music, you know. Really fun, great stage presence, really good guys. And then there was a band that had a young kid, a young redheaded guy. I didn't catch his name. Slim Jeezy and the Good Time Funk Band. They were so fun.
What a great name.
Yeah. And they were all good, but the lead guy, the lead guitarist and the lead singer was way better than everybody else in the band. If he had some solid backing, that guy's going places. He is an excellent tactician on the guitar. He's got a great voice with a great range. Played a wide variety of music. Played for a long time. Good guy. I hope that guy does well. He'll be fine. He's young. He's got a lot of time left. But it was good, man. Next year, everybody needs to get down there. It's so encouraging.
Where exactly was it?
At the amphitheater.
Oh, okay. You said it was in the park. Something.
Yeah, Rock the Park.
Okay.
It's a Rock in the Park or Rock the Park. I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but it was wonderful. They did a great, great job. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I had another little local piece here somewhere.
You teased this on Facebook and hadn't said a word about it.
What?
Somebody's going to call in today on somebody else's behalf.
That's exactly right.
A well-known national figure.
A well-known national figure that everybody who listens to this program probably has heard of.
And is going to call and offer his or her endorsement of his or her.
Yep.
The national figure, he or she, will call in and offer an endorsement of a statewide candidate in the state of Alabama. Yes, that's correct.
Right.
That's correct. Two little pieces of local news, and we'll head to the phone. Former Alabama Attorney General Charlie Graddick has endorsed Troy King. He is a retired Mobile County judge as well. We mentioned that. That ought to help him down there.
Mm-hmm.
And Connie Glover, wife of Rusty Glover. Rusty said he was going to stay out of the lieutenant governor's race. Connie Glover did not make the same deal because she has made an endorsement in the race. Of course, Rusty Glover finished third in the primary.
Right. And very well-liked guy.
Rusty Glover is one of the most well-liked guy by everyone associated with politics in Alabama.
Every single person said, I mean, especially in that race, they said, I love Rusty. Great guy. Can't raise any money. Not going to win.
Yeah. Right.
But they're like, but if he could, he could win because he's just such a great guy.
He is.
And he really is. He's just a nice person.
Unfailingly
nice guy. A lot of lobbyists personally voted for him because they've worked with him. And when, you know, while he was in the legislature, and they really found him to be a straight up, you can put his, you know, word in the bank.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. If Rusty tells you it's raining, get your hard hit.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
If he tells you it's raining nails, get your hard hit.
And frankly, I think that even though he wasn't like a force in the Senate, I think that we, in general, will miss guys like him because there's no alternate. Like, you don't really have to worry about the ulterior motive. He's not like coming to you and asking you for something to then turn around and use that information against you. You know, which is what a lot of people do.
And if Rusty's backing a bill, generally speaking, there's a moral reason.
Right.
Now, the only thing in Rusty's career that bothered me was he could have single-handedly killed the ethics revision here recently, and he took a walk.
Yeah.
And that bothered me.
Yeah.
But I understand he was running a statewide campaign. Somebody doesn't know how our phone system works. Okay, there are two people that understand it. When you call and you're put on hold, you'll hear the radio broadcast. Somebody has called three times on line three, and I keep putting them on hold, and they keep hanging up. If that's you, call back. I'll put you on hold. I'll get to you in a second. But anyway, Connie Glover, the wife of Senator Rusty Glover, has made an endorsement. Connie Glover is endorsing Twinkle Andrews Kavanaugh for lieutenant governor. So if you were a Rusty Glover voter or fan, you might that might appeal to you. If not, it probably doesn't have much impact. But Connie Glover, Rusty Glover, good people, retired school teachers down in Mobile, and they have endorsed, she has endorsed Twinkle Andrews Kavanaugh.
And did I hear someone say that former Republican state chair Bill Armstead endorsed Will Ainsworth?
Yes.
That'll have, like, zilch impact.
Could go the other way.
Yep.
A Bill Armistead endorsement would typically cause me to vote for someone else.
It was weird. I was leaving here one day in the last 6 months, and at the bottom of the stairs is Bill Armistead.
I know. That was like a month ago.
And I, you know, was cordial.
I was nice to him.
Shook his hand, but he truly does not like me.
Like either one of us.
I'm not wild about him either.
Anybody who calls me a liar from a statewide platform, I mean, literally, like on a platform in front of a microphone, is going to have a hard time winning back my friendship.
For real. Yeah.
Look at this.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, Jack, we've gone nationwide. My sister texts in to say, and I quote, "Hey, long dash." I don't even know how to do a long dash on text. It's incredible.
Two dashes.
"I've got my friends listening to you on our way home from our cruise. Kim lives in Alabama. Tell her who to vote for. Give us a shout out or I'm turning the channel."
Smoking just like a big sister.
"Hi, Kim. How you doing?"
Casey, that's so rude.
I know. Well,
sounds just like a big sister.
Now, you can tell Casey doesn't listen a lot because she would have requested a bumper song, but she didn't. Here's who to vote
for. She was on a cruise?
Yeah, she was on a cruise. I think they went to Bahama type area somewhere over there.
You know, Billy McFarland was on a cruise. His mom recently lost her husband, and who was his stepdad. And he took her on a little cruise, and they went.
Where'd they go?
I think they went out of Galveston, and
Galveston was the home base.
Went to Cayman. I think they went to Ocho Rios. I'm not sure where else.
Galveston was the home base of Pirates Jean Lafitte.
Well,
Lafitte's don't fail me now.
Yeah, no kidding.
all right, here's who to vote for, Kim. You've got to tune in for the next 2 hours, 15 minutes, because we've not yet gone over the ballot.
Yeah, I'm not ready yet.
I am ready, but I don't have the ballot. I keep talking during the breaks, and I'm not going to pick it off the printer. It's sitting on the printer.
But I don't want people to quit listening after we endorse.
Jack Campbell, who listens?
Everybody. But it is a Monday. We know how slow Monday is.
Not one person would quit listening. Who's this?
Everybody. Listen, this is George.
Hey, guys. I have a
question for you panel of political pundits.
I prefer the term geniuses.
Very stable geniuses.
Geniuses?
Yes, sir.
That can be tested and proven, and I haven't heard those results yet. But anyway, what I want to know, if you did not vote in the primary election at all,
yeah,
can you vote tomorrow?
You're a free agent and can vote in either
runoff.
And either runoff, and you'd have to request the ballot for that party to vote for this.
That is correct, because they have a record of how you voted in the primary. And if you voted in the Republican primary and try to vote Democrat runoff, they're going to tell you no. And if you didn't vote at all, then you will be able to receive either ballot.
That's right. That is correct. If you try it, John Merrill shock troops are going to tackle you to the ground.
That's right. John Merrill will personally give you a noogie.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking, I had never thought about that before, and I appreciate the information, gentlemen. Good night.
All right, George.
Goodbye.
George doesn't listen enough, because I've explained that several times.
No, George is a man of few words.
All the time.
When we get back, our special national guest. All right, my sample ballot. Thank you, LaDonna. Look at the best staff in the
world. Is our special national guest holding?
Our special national guest will be on hold by the end of this commercial break. And we will go to him live as soon as we get back from the break.
I can't wait to talk to him.
He is going to make an statewide endorsement on this radio broadcast in mere moments. This is a well-known national figure who's been in the news lately.
A lot.
We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The President of the United States!
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
When President Trump promised tax cuts, Twinkle Kavanaugh promised that those savings would go back into the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. And both Trump and Twinkle lived up to their promises. Just weeks ago, Twinkle Kavanaugh, as head of the Public Service Commission, led the effort to return $337 million of the Trump tax cuts to electricity customers in Alabama. That's more than $300 million Twinkle Kavanaugh ordered the big utilities to return to hardworking Alabamians. And under Twinkle, the price of natural gas for our homes hit its lowest mark in a decade. Putting money back in the pockets of Alabama families. Keeping her promise to turn Christian values into conservative government. Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn, and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced. Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was wrong.
Wrong.
I was wrong. Our guest isn't on the phone yet. But we'll get there in a second.
He will be.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. If you've not had the opportunity to get by there, shame on you. Don't call yourself my friend. Don't call yourself my friend. Go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. These guys are doing it right. This is how you do business in Alabama. You create a wonderful product. You create a top-tier product, and then you... You let the whole place know about it. AL.com declared Midtown Pizza Kitchen the best pizza in Central Alabama. That's all of Central Alabama. That's Alabama. That's Montgomery and the River Region and Auburn up by the lake.
Well, you know, AL.com doesn't do a very good job with news, but they can damn sure rate a restaurant.
They know pizza.
They know barbecue joints and pizza places.
Because they do a lot of
They do a lot of that.
But that's Sylacauga. That's Greenville. That's all of it. That's Central Alabama. Best pizza, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. And there are two locations. You don't just have to go to one place. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the menu as we get closer to the lunch hour. I just wanted you guys to know that Midtown Pizza Kitchen was a generous sponsor of the first hour of this program. Who's this?
Annie Banani.
Annie Banani, how are you?
Top of the morning, gentlemen.
Top of the morning.
How you doing?
Fabulous. I just got a quick shameless plug. That Slim Jeezy group you was talking about, they're from Marbury High School, and they're only like 19 and 20.
Say it again.
They're from your band, the winning band from yesterday.
From Saturday, from Rock the Park.
Right. Wasn't it Slim Jeezy?
No.
Oh, who was the Whitwells? Anyway, I'm talking about Slim Jeezy.
Okay, Slim Jeezy's the one I was telling you. Now, the winning band was Blaster Burner Funk. Slim Jeezy either finished fourth or fifth. But I will say this, and this is what I said a moment ago. Those guys have a bright future.
They do.
That young kid in the front with the red hair on the guitar and the singing, he's a star in the making. If he sticks with it, if he continues to improve, and I mean, he is a rock star in the making. He's got great stage presence, got a great voice. He'll do a good job.
I was just giving a shameless plug. They're kids from Marbury High School, and they go to Troy. They're a good bunch. They go to Troy.
Oh, they go to Troy. Yeah, yeah.
Good people.
How do you
good
know?
Good people. That's all. Well, they were all in the band, high school band. And my son was in the high school band with them.
Yeah. No, they're good people. I was thoroughly entertained. But, you know, I mean, being that young to finish in the top half of all the bands that performed and be something that people are still talking about 2 days later, that's something, you know?
Is something.
Hey, I got to run.
Thank
you
for mentioning them.
Certainly.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
What I was going to say is I was just reading that in Alabama Political Reporter, for about the last 3 or 4 weeks, Martha Roby's been writing guest columnist. She's been being a guest columnist, and
so somebody's ghostwriting.
You know, somebody's ghostwriting. I
have a surprise for you.
Martha's been the invisible U.S. rep for many months.
I have a surprise for you, Mr. Jack.
I know, and I'm pretty damn excited.
On the radio broadcast right now, Troy King and Roger Stone are joining News and Views here. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Never better. This is Roger Stone.
Roger, I'm so glad to hear your voice. Yeah, it's a pleasure to hear your voice, and I followed you for a long time. I knew both Charlie Black and Lee Atwater. I know you were partners with those guys, and I was wild about both of them, and I guess Charlie's still doing well.
Charlie is, and of course we miss Lee tremendously. He would be having the time of his life were he with us, but God bless him. I'm sure he rests in peace.
Well, I know you're here to talk about Troy, but Barrett and I would love to have you back on sometime talking about what really made me a fan was all your theories about the LBJ.
I was going to say, I want to talk
Kennedy.
About the LBJ thing.
LBJ Kennedy thing.
Another time.
We won't step on your endorsement here today to distract you with that, but some other time, please.
I would love to do that. As you know, I wrote a New York Times bestseller entitled The Man Who Killed Kennedy. Right. The case against LBJ,
right,
and I use eyewitness evidence, fingerprint evidence, and deep Texas politics to make the case that Lyndon Johnson, was the head of a plot that yes involved the deep state, the intelligence services, the mob, Big Texas Oil, but most definitely he did it. I would love to come on with you guys and talk about that.
We'll get that scheduled another time.
Yeah,
tell us about the statewide tour with Troy King today.
Well, to me, I got to be honest with you. I have literally hundreds of candidates approach me about getting involved to help them. Many fine men and women who are early supporters of Donald Trump. But to me, the race between Troy King and Steve Marshall is a classic. Because Troy King is a 100% solid, lifelong conservative and Republican who's proven it in his previous record as Attorney General. And Steve Marshall's a liberal Democrat. He's an Obama-Clinton Democrat, now suddenly decided he's a Trump Republican, having never supported Donald Trump in his life. He puts up a Photoshopped photo of him and the president that shows what a phony he is. Never been voted on by the people of Alabama, appointed by two crooked governors. The case couldn't be clearer. So I've taken the day off, and we're going to barnstorm across Alabama today to make sure people know there's only one Trump Republican in this race. That's Troy King. The other guy's a pretender. He's not one of us. He's just trying to sound like one of us to get through this runoff.
You've been around a lot of pretenders and deep state operatives, and